am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. I am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. But Dorothy is begging for trouble. She insists that I give her this needle. But darling, one thing I want you to know, don't blame me for where the needle goes. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout. Dr. Keach, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. Prip, prip-a-dip. She lie down in such a position, it was difficult to give this injection. She start holding on to the needle, making me so uncomfortable. I said, darling, can't you be steady? I am going to have it done very shortly. She said, Dr. Kitch, I am sorry, but the size of the needle frightened me. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout. Dr. Kitch, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. Prick. She still wouldn't lie down quietly, constantly moving her body. So I slapped her in the face with vexation and went on giving the injection. She squealed, Doctor, stop, I can't stand the pain. I don't think you're inside the right vein. I said, it is your fault, you must be told. The needle must be slipping the wrong hole. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout. Dr. Kitch, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. Prick. I pull it from that hole and start again. I have the needle now in the right vein. The needle just gone in half an inch. The stupid young lady start to flinch. She said, Doctor, stop, it is hurting. But I can feel the pencil linen going in. I say, you little fool, look what you do. You talk until the needle break in you. I push it in, she pull it out. I push it back, she start to shout. Dr. Kitch, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. Prip, prip-a-dip.